Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TrompaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. We have a very special guest to start our show this evening, Romanian international Cristian Chivu of Inter Milan, who are competing in the Guinness International Champions Cup this week and last week. We'll also be joined by the senior director of both the USL Pro League and the MISL, former Rhinos man Chris Economides, and also Western New York Flash coach Aaron Lyons, as the biggest stars of women's soccer will be in Rochester this week, coming in the Seattle Reign with Hope Solo and Megan Rapinoe, and Saturday it's the Portland Thorns with Alex Morgan and Tobin Heath. Finally, Michael Lewis will update us on the Cosmos and the Red Bulls' big wins over the weekend. And now here's our host, Joe Sirianni.
Good evening, everyone, and carissimi amici italiani che ascoltate questo programma. Siamo tanto lieti di aver avuto con noi Cristiano dell'Inter, e siamo tanti contenti che lui è stato tanto cortese di essere con noi. Grazie a voi che ascoltate questo programma e speriamo che di nuovo ci sentirete ogni settimana dalle 6:30 alle 7:30 ogni lunedì. Credo che il programma vi piacerà e perciò spero che voi ci ascolterete. Grazie di tutto. For all intents and purposes, what I said to all my friends in Italy and all those who listen to our show, that we are very happy that we have Cristian Chivu of Inter with us tonight, and I hope that they listen to our program in whatever the people are tuning us in. And week after week, as we have a soccer show that it's international.
Yeah, we're very happy to have Cristian Chivu with us on the show today. We taped the interview with him earlier while they were still in New York. The Inter side flew to Miami, and they're in Miami right now. They'll play Juventus tomorrow at 6:30 at Sun Life Stadium in the Derby dell'Italia. And both those teams competing for seventh place, a bit of a surprise. But, Joe, without further ado, let's do it. Let's go to the interview we taped earlier today with Cristian Chivu of Inter Milan. And we're very happy to bring on the show, Joe. I think it's the first time we've had a guest who plays in Serie A on our show.
And not only in Serie A, but, a guy that is really prominent Italian soccer and a guy that has distinguished himself in many, many ways, playing the games that we love.
And our guest here is Cristian Chivu from Inter Milan. Inter Milan on tour right now in the United States playing in the Guinness International Cup. And Christian's appearance today is brought to you by chiropractic Dr. Frank Grayson of Brighton. Give him a call at 271-6080 or go to graysonchiro.com. Cristian, thank you so much for being on the show. Welcome.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, Cristian, you've played now in the United States a couple of matches. You played against Chelsea, who, for full disclosure, Chelsea's my favorite team. But you played Valencia yesterday in New York. Tell us about what it's like to play here in the United States, and what has the crowd been like, the fans?
It's always great to be here. And in the last 10 years, we've been here. So so many times that it feels like home, and it's a great place to be for a preparation period, and we have so many great games against great clubs, great teams. The supporters are always in the stadium cheering for the favorite team, and it's always nice to be here.
Christian, you know, it's a lot of people, they want the Italian team to do well in the tournament like this, but so far neither Juventus, neither Internazionale and Milano, we didn't do too good on those matches. Is it because we like in preseason and we're not ready yet, or is it because the other team are better prepared? What do you think?
Definitely we're not ready. It's just the beginning of August. We start the preparation middle of July. And, you know, the Italian club, they work very hard in pre-season, especially when we go in the first 2 weeks, we go up in the mountains, we run a lot. Our legs are very heavy, full of hard working, and it's difficult to find the shape to play a game at this level at this moment, but it's always a good training. It's always good to measure your strength against teams that they are equal or better than you, and it's always good to play against those teams. But yeah, it's difficult for us because we work hard, we train twice a day, even when we have to play them every day, we train as well, because the main goal is to be ready for the end of August when the season will start.
Right, and it's coming up August 24th is Inter's first match against Genoa. And coincidentally, September 14th, you play against Juventus, and you're going to be playing Juventus tomorrow in the Derby d'Italia in Miami tomorrow. What's it going to be like playing Juventus in the preseason as opposed to playing them in Serie A in September?
Normally, we always do it before the season. In Italy, we play the team cup, it's called, and we play 45 minutes against Juve and Milan. So there are those three teams always, before every season, ready to play against each other, but you never show up really how it is and how the season is going to be. And especially now, it's kind of strange to play against Juventus, knowing that in 1 month we're going to play an official game in the season. So, but we take it as an important game, seeing how the things went for us and for them as well in this competition here in America. I think we're all eager to win, because we don't want to finish last in this tournament, and we're going to do our best.
We're here with Christian Chivu from Inter Milan. Inter plays Juventus tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. on, you can watch it on Fox Soccer Channel in the seventh place match in the Guinness International Cup. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to ask you, Christian, is you got a new coach now. You got Mazzarri there. I mean, he comes from Naples, from a very successful 3-4 years that he had over there. How does it relate with you guys now?
With us, it's lately we've been changing so many coaches after Mourinho. We had plenty of them coming and going. We come after a difficult season, and it was last one. We finished ninth. We didn't get all our goals, and it's a tough period for us. This new coach is trying to do his best. He's trying to get us learn as quick as possible his new ideas, what it means for him, soccer. So we're trying to be very focused on what he's asking and what he wants from us. And that's why we work hard for it. That's why we're with him already 1 month. He's very prepared. He's knowing about soccer a lot. And I hope together we're going to do a good season.
Well, you mentioned that Inter finished ninth. That's very unusual. I don't remember the last time Inter did not qualify to play in Europe. What does the team have to do this season to get back into Europe for the following season?
Playing better. Last season was difficult from all kind of views. We start well. At November, we were second, 3 points behind Juventus. And then something happened, something went wrong. had a lot of injuries. Season that it went in a negative way, and yeah, that's the history of the last season. It's hard to explain it. How come, what happened. We just take it as it was, and we look forward to play a better season and to have a better result than the last one.
Well, certainly there's going to be the Italian Serie A is going to be very competitive this year. Certainly you got the Juventus that wants to be repeated. You got the Inter in Milan and Fiorentina, all those teams that they really want to come up and go to EuroLeague. So I think it's going to be a very interesting season in Italian soccer.
It is. There are six clubs who are competing for winning the trophy, the championship. It's Napoli, it's Roma, is also doing a great job this season, has also engaged a lot of good players. It's us, it's Inter, Juve, it's Lazio as well, Fiorentina. So it's going to be a tough season. It's going to be a nice season, I think, to play, to watch for everybody, especially an Italian. Good Serie A, as we said.
One of the questions that I want to ask you, Christian, is that there is a lot of new players come to play in Serie A from all parts of Europe, and there is Italian players that are going out of the country. They're going to England to play. How do you view that?
This is soccer. Today it's like this. It's all about coming and going. It's an open market, I think, for everybody. And of course, everybody's thinking of what is better for him and what is best for him. There are a lot of players also who are coming in Syria, and I mean, like Higuain, I mean, Tevez, I mean, Lorient. There are players who maybe in the past. They would have come to the Italian soccer. So things are going on, life is changing, soccer is changing a lot. It's played for everybody everywhere, I think.
I think you're one of the exceptions, Christians. You play for Inter for many years and then played with Roma before that. But obviously Serie A is very important, but so is World Cup qualifying. And Romania, your country, has a huge match against Hungary on the 6th of September. And if you beat Hungary, you have a good chance to get into second place and maybe make the World Cup. So what are your thoughts on Romania's chances?
They have good chances. We have good chances because we play now Hungary and Turkey. So I think with 4 points, we are sure for the second place, and we can play the playoff game for the World Cup. And I'm looking forward for that because it's been a lot since Romania has been to the World Cup. We played some European Cup, but the World Cup we missed. So everybody is anger for that. Everybody's looking forward, and we wait for those games to improve our chance to be at the World Cup.
Christian, just one more question. You know, based upon what you see, the caliber of soccer that's being played in the United States and now in MLS, in your future, would you see yourself coming to the United States and play with one of the teams?
If I say yes, maybe tomorrow in the Italian newspaper will say that I will come to play here. But for me, I like America. I like the soccer here. I like everything. So you never know. We live and see.
Okay, well, Christian, we really appreciate you being on our show tonight, and we wish you the best of luck in the match of tomorrow against Juventus, and then the Serie A season. We'll certainly be watching the matches here in America and Serie A like we do for all the matches all over Europe. So, thanks a lot, and good luck,
thank
and
you.
Have a safe trip back to
it's
Italy.
It's a pleasure to be with you guys. Thank you very much.
Molte grazie.
Grazie.
Bye-bye.
A voi.
And that was Christian Chivu of Inter Milan. Joe, what an honor to have a player of that caliber on our show.
I think we hit the jackpot.
Hey, we certainly did. Yeah. He spoke English very well, too. And
exactly.
We want to thank Dario Nicoli of Inter Milan. She's the press officer. She reached out to the American media months ago when when Inter's competition in the International Champions Cup, sponsored by Guinness, was announced, and we're very happy to have Christian on our show. We'll certainly be watching that match tomorrow. All the Italian fans, it's one of the biggest matches in all of Italy, is Inter against Juventus.
What time is it on?
6:30 tomorrow on Fox Soccer Channel from Miami. All four of the final matches in the tournament will be in Miami. There'll be two tomorrow. It'll be Juve against Inter. It'll be Valencia against Everton. And then tomorrow, on Wednesday, it's third place LA Galaxy against Milan in the championship match, of course, Chelsea against Real Madrid. What a match that's going to be. Ancelotti, the former Chelsea coach. Mourinho, the former Real Madrid coach. Oh, boy.
Isn't that funny how the coaches move from one team to another team and all of a sudden, you know, they go from friends to foe.
That's right. Well, coming back here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, we'll have with us another guest that we certainly love to have on our show, the Senior Director of the USL Pro League and the MISL, Chris Economides, on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Goodbye, goodbye to Rome, city of a million moonlit places.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé. Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
It's a big week for the Western New York Flash with two critical home matches as the Flash look to win the NWSL title. This Wednesday evening, the Seattle Reign with U.S. national team stars Hope Solo and Megan Rapinoe visit Salem Stadium with kickoff at 7:05 p.m. Then on Saturday, it's U.S. superstars Alex Morgan and Tobin Heath and Canadian internationals Christine Sinclair and Carita LeBlanc in town as the Flash face the Portland Thorns with kickoff at 7:35. Get your tickets early for these big matches. Visit the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street. Call 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor. At 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Don't telephone. I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don't Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me? And now you come to me and say, don't telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call LiveWire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mob father. You understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Rhinos play their final home match of the 2013 season this Friday night at 7:35 p.m. against the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. It's Fan Appreciation Night with great raffles and prizes throughout the night, as well as the announcement of the team awards for this season. Rhinos tickets and parking passes for the match are on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. It's your last chance to see the Rhinos this season, so don't miss out. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battista here with Joe Redcard Sirianni. We'll have Aaron Lyons, the head coach of the Western New York Flash, at the top of the hour. But right now, very happy to be joined once again by the president, to the senior director and the of the USL Pro League and the MISL, our good friend Chris Economides. And Chris's appearance brought to you by the United Soccer Leagues and by the Rochester Rhinos. This Friday, the Rhinos play their final home game against the Pittsburgh Riverhounds, 7:35, 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. Last chance to see the Rhinos in the 2013 season. Good evening, Chris. How are things?
Hey, Andrew. It's great to talk to you and Joe again. It's been a while.
How are you doing, Chris? Welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass. It's been a while.
It's been a while, my friend. Hope all is well.
Yeah.
Well, Chris, there's some big news this week out of the MLS that the arrangement between the USL Pro and the MLS is going to be strengthening, and they're looking in, according to reports, in a couple seasons to have either every MLS team either have their reserve team playing in the league or have an arrangement with one of the teams. And obviously, this completely changes the face of soccer in this country and puts the USL in a prime position right now as the second league in this country.
Yeah, Andrew, I mean, we're really, really excited about our partnership with Major League Soccer. I think you've seen a little bit of it this year with the four affiliations. I think there are some greater things on the horizon. As Todd Durbin mentioned in his in his foray with the media, that the hope is to have all the MLS teams affiliated with USL Pro teams or have a team playing in USL Pro. And again, this changes dramatically the structure of soccer in this country, and we couldn't be happier. I think that if you talk to the four teams that have the affiliations this year, there's been some measured success. You look at a Dom Dwyer who played for Orlando for the first part of the season. He's gone up now and he's beginning to flourish for Sporting Kansas City. I was watching CJ Sapong last night, and he looked really, really good playing for Orlando City. You look at what Harrisburg and Philadelphia have accomplished. Obviously, the Rhinos there with Revolution, Richmond, and D.C. Again, it speaks volumes for where the sport is in the country and where it's going.
Well, Chris, one of the things that really makes soccer go is just the affiliation like this, where the players can develop and be an asset with the team that they're playing with. However, I think that By having this association, the team that like Rochester Rhinos, for instance, the kids that came here from New England, they sometimes they play, sometimes they didn't play, and the people that the Rhinos got, on their payroll, they sat on the bench, so I can work good in a way and work good in another way. So what do you think? What's your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, Joe, I mean, this thing was put together within a 3 to 4 week time frame last year. I think this is the beginning. Obviously, like anything that's brand new, things need to be tweaked. Mm-hmm. On the flip side, I think like any partnership, Joe, it needs to be a win-win situation. Obviously, from the USL team's perspective, it's going to help to alleviate some payroll costs, hopefully bring in some marquee players that can help the squad, as has done in Orlando. From an MLS perspective, you know, what better scenario than to send somebody who's not going to get a lot of playing time to become a real pro, you know, like you know, having the tutelage of a Pat Erkley in Rochester, or of an Adrian Heath in Orlando City, where not only are they getting, you know, valuable playing time, you know, but they're in a professional environment. They're learning to become pros, not only on the field and off the field. So again, this thing was put together in a very short time frame last year. And I think it's everybody's objective to take the affiliation process and make it even bigger and better.
Chris Economides here from the USL Pro League and the MISL. And Joe, you got a follow-up question.
You know, Chris, I've been dying to preempt Andrew asking you about the game that was stopped in Rochester, because I really want to dwell a little bit, and I want your comment, you know, on the Rhinos. Here we were, the premier team in the United States, that we were on the birth of going to MLS. And now, all of a sudden, we're on the bottom of the table. And, you know, certainly, knowing Rochester, you know how fickle the fans are, how fickle we all are. And when you win, people follow you. When you lose, people don't come to the stadium. And that means no revenue. And without revenue, you can't buy good players. So if you were in Rochester and you were calling the shots, what would you do to change?
Well, I mean, I think Pat Erkley has done a great job there. I mean, not only has he stabilized the franchise off the field, you know, he's made some really good business decisions, you know, from a business perspective. I think he's done a great job. But then again, it's tough because, you know, this is the first year that the Rhinos are not going to be in the playoffs, and it just speaks volumes to what's transpired there in the past. You know, I think, you know, people get spoiled sometimes. But it's hard. You know, it's when you have 17 consecutive playoff appearances and the success that the franchise has had there, there's obviously higher expectations. You know what? This year is just one of those years. This year, you know, with all the injuries, you know, with some of the other issues off the field, you know, that have bogged down the franchise, you know, this is the end result. But I have no doubt, you know, that the franchise is in great hands with Mr. Clark and with Rob there, and you know, and Pat's doing a fantastic job. I think, you know, they're going to get back, you know, back on track next year. And you know, and make the playoffs, and you know, and be right there at the end where they always are.
Well, Chris, I don't know if you were listening to the broadcast on the UNation.com that myself and Sam Monjovi were doing at the game Friday, and at the end of the game, you could probably hear the frustration in our voice about the match being stopped. And from reports I've gotten from very reliable sources, that there was lightning seen before Dayton scored those three goals. The Rhinos were ahead when the first lightning was observed, but yet the referee decided to continue playing. And then after Dayton scored their three goals, there was a minor flash probably 50 miles away, and at that point the referee stops the match. The Rhinos players were just, I think, incredulous. They couldn't believe that the match was stopped at that point. I mean, and besides the fact, the other question is, would the league consider changing the policy of having a match being official at halftime? Because most leagues in the world would require a match to be replayed at that point. You never see a National Football League match stopped in the third quarter because of weather. It's always played to finish. So what do you think would it, I mean, just twice this year the Rhinos have had this happen to them, and it's really unheard of.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's take one thing at a time, Andrew. I mean, I was actually there for the match against Wilmington, and obviously, I mean, it was a deluge, the downpour. You know, both coaches, I mean, we called various weather outlets, and you know, everything showed just, you know, and you know, in that first instance, you know, the weather didn't change, and both teams agreed that obviously with Wilmington having to go on to Pittsburgh, that it was in the best interest, you know, rather than try and wait it out. In this case, I actually was watching the broadcast, and I kept waiting, you know, hopefully for play to resume. But again, it's the referee's call. I mean, there's a clear direction in the USL Pro Manual where, you know, the referee dictates in his opinion whether there's imminent danger to the players and or to the fans. And he felt that that the Lightning was, you know, was in fact closer than it was actually reported to be. He was in contact with me immediately following that. I can see where, you know, some of the Rhino players and some of the fans may be perturbed, you know, that it happened right after they scored three goals. But as the match or as the night went on, and again I wasn't there, I just was getting reports, you know, that there was, you know, consistent thunderstorms in the area, that there were cells of it, you know, not letting up. And then about 11:15, you know, again, both coaches were in agreement that at that point in time was something called the match. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's something that, you know, that we as a league and the Board of Governors want to put on the agenda, you know, for our annual meeting when we do meet down here in Tampa. But again, as it currently is situated, we waited and followed all the rules as they're currently in place.
Chris, the reality of the thing, if I, you know, playing the devil advocate is this, is that the Rhino, they were leading 1-0. All of a sudden, they found themselves 3-1. They scored three unanswered goals, the way I see it. And even if the game would have gone on to regulation, that would not have stopped. You know, would they have been able to score two goals, to score three goals? I think that's a presumption, you know, that we say, well, the weather was, but the reality is that the question is should be asked, how did they score three goals in a span of five minutes?
Again, Joe, I mean, sometimes it's a very simple explanation, but. You know, and Pat and I spent some time together when we had our meetings in Kansas City last week. And you know what? He just said it's been one of those years. You know, it's you know, and Pat never makes excuses. He always takes the high road. You know, so I'll say it for him. You know, sometimes, you know, you just have one of those years. And I think that was a microcosm, you know, in the two games that were stopped by weather. I mean, you know, God only knows if the game would have persisted against Wilmington, but whether they would have gotten, you know, a goal and gotten the 3 points, or what would have transpired, you know, had the game resumed against Dayton. Again, it's just been one of those years.
Well, Chris, I know that we have a lot more to talk to you about. Unfortunately, with the constraints of time, we don't really have the opportunity to do it, but we want to have you on again. We have our Labor Day tape show coming up where we'll have some more time with you, because I definitely want to talk about the league and how it's going to be structured going forward. And then, of course, the MISL season is right around the corner. So love to have you back on around Labor Day, and we'll talk more about what's going on with the USL leagues.
Always enjoy it, Andrew. And, again, it's good hearing Joe's voice. You know, I miss all my friends up there. So, yeah, anytime, I'd love to be on.
We go back a long time. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks very much, Chris.
Thanks, Andrew.
Bye-bye. Chris Economides here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Coming up next, we'll be joined by the head coach of the Western New York Flash, Aaron Lines, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Proudly conservative. WYSL. Rochester's home for America's morning show with Quinn and Rose. 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. WYSL Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsford United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsford, USA Wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all of their fans for backing and cheering on the team during this past regular season. Because of all your support, the Lancers led the MISL in attendance this season. Season tickets for the 2013-2014 campaign are now on sale, with all seats in the house priced at $130 each. Get your tickets through RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. The Lancers will be back for more exciting indoor soccer action this coming fall.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Score big with Salins! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk, save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Rhinos play their final home match of the 2013 season this Friday night at 7:35 p.m. against the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. It's Fan Appreciation Night with great raffles and prizes throughout the night, as well as the announcement of the team awards for this season. Rhinos tickets and parking passes for the match are on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. It's your last chance to see the Rhinos this season, so don't miss out. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is A Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is A Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti with Joe Redcard Sirianni. The U.S. Soccer Report with Michael Lewis will be coming up in our final segment tonight, but right now we're happy to be joined by the head coach of the Western New York Flash, Aaron Kiwi Lyons, and the Flash have two huge matches coming up this week. This Wednesday, it's Megan Rapinoe, Hope Solo, and the Seattle Reign at 7:05, and then Saturday at 7:35, match a lot of people were waiting for, Portland Thorns with Alex Morgan, Tobin Heath, Christine Sinclair, Karina LeBlanc, and Rachel Bueller, can't forget about her as well. They'll be here Saturday, 454-KICK, or go to WNYFlash.com. Get your tickets early for those matches. Aaron, thanks for being with us. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on this evening, guys.
No problem. And we're very happy that the Flash picked up 4 points over the weekend, a dominant performance against Washington, which I called with Andy from the Flash, and then guys came from behind again against the Boston Breakers to forge a 2-2 tie, and could have easily been 3-2 Flash in that match.
Yeah, we started a little bit sluggish, and found ourselves 1-0 down, but the response after we regrouped at halftime, was a good one. Okay, we went down another goal, but the response after that was certainly very encouraging and something that we can take great confidence in. You know, to be two goals down away from home with 15 minutes left in the game and to find a way to get a point out, it was very, very encouraging. And as you said, there were other, you know, opportunities that we'd either had before that and during that 15-minute spell that could have made it 3-2 on another day. But, yeah, definitely something to build on, and it was a big point.
Aaron, first of all, let me ask you, how is Alex? You know, how's your ankle?
Alex's foot, that's all I can really say to it right now, is, you know, it's a foot injury, and, yeah, it's a little bit worse than we probably originally thought. But, you know, she's full of good spirits, and, you know, we're seeing a little bit of progress there with her. It's not going to be enough for this one this week or the next week, I wouldn't think. But, you know, she's full of good spirits and just wants the ladies to continue on a good run and get in the playoffs.
And we also want to wish her the best from us, to tell her from us, Aaron, okay, that we wish her a speedy recovery.
I will certainly pass that on to her. She'll appreciate that.
Well, tell us a little bit about the games and your planning. Certainly you're going to have a lot of, you know, top players coming to Rochester, and we're going to beat them, of course. But tell us a little bit of the spirit and your job. I mean, to make everybody ready and to get their their motion and their spirit up for the game.
Yeah, obviously it's a big week for us. I think it's a big week for most teams, you know, with everything being so close in there, so tight. Obviously we're at home. We've been, we've put in some very good performances at home this year, and we're looking to build on those and regroup and put that performance in on Wednesday night. We're just taking it the old cliche, one game at a time, and it starts with playing against a very good Seattle team on Wednesday night at 7:00.
It's going to be a great one. I guess I know that the fans have been looking forward. Of course, we've seen Seattle before, but, you know, when you get Hope Solo and Megan Rapinoe in town, you're going to draw a crowd. But, boy, that Portland match, when you guys played them the first time at Genwell Field, it was really one of the best matches I've seen this season in the entire league. Just both teams just going all out, back and forth, up and down the field, and especially with Alex and Christine Sinclair coming into Rochester where they played in 2011. It's going to be an incredible match on Saturday. I know that I'm hoping some of the golfers will come in from the PGA and see the best women and athletes in the world playing right here in Rochester.
Yeah, obviously the Saturday game, we've got 90 minutes of football on the Wednesday against Seattle, but, you know, it is a big week. It's the biggest week of the season for us. We're hoping to start that week off well on Wednesday night against Seattle, and then obviously, you know, Portland with two former Flash players and Sinclair and Alex Morgan coming back into town, their first time back in town playing against the Flash. We want to make it a memorable evening for the Flash playing against them. So. Yeah, it's a big week, and we're hoping to have lots of support this week. So Rochester, Syracuse, Buffalo, Western New York, let's get out there and support the Flash this week.
Besides Alex, you don't have any more injuries, do you?
No, we're fighting fit and rearing to go, minus Alex.
Well, they're sure that the entire area is going to be buzzing with these matches this weekend with such big stars coming in. Looking at the league, Aaron, obviously the Flash, if they can win on Wednesday, it pretty much guarantees a playoff spot. It'll be nearly there. For the overall league title, it looks like Kansas City pretty much has it locked up unless they drop matches to Boston and or Chicago. But second place is certainly well within the Flash's reach, so we could get that home match in the semifinals. So what are your thoughts on how the league is shaking out this season and the teams that are playing very strong right now?
Yeah, I mean, U.S. Soccer and the NWSL have done a tremendous job in putting these teams together. It's extremely competitive. It really is. It's millimeters between winning and tying and losing. So it's very, very competitive and a lot of good teams out there. Obviously, we're aware of what we need to do. But the approach is one game at a time, and we've got a very good Seattle team that'll be coming here eager to beat us on our home field, and we need to be, at full strength and fully focused and playing at our best to pick up the 3 points. Are we aware of what could happen? Yes. The way this league is set up, each team, each of the four teams, one plays four, two plays three, is all about getting into the playoffs. I mean, once we're in there, yes. Would you love to fight for a home playoff advantage? Does it give you an advantage? Yes, it does. So, yeah, but there's a process towards that, and it starts with just Wednesday night for us. And once we get Wednesday night taken care of, then we'll start focusing on Saturday.
Aaron, one last question. If the Flash do finish in second place and host a playoff game, has there been any discussion whether or not the Flash would play in the afternoon or the evening time slot?
That is the furthest thing from my mind right now, Andrew. So I don't know. It's for us, really, honestly, it's just Wednesday, bring it on, and good performance. And then we'll take care of all the rest from there.
Sometimes I had a feeling you were going to say that, Aaron. I had to ask the question, though. But well, Aaron, we're certainly going to be looking forward to this week for the Flash. It's going to be very exciting having all the national team players in here, and we're expecting some great women's soccer at Salem Stadium. So we wish you guys the best of luck to get full 6 points this week, and we'll be there watching and reporting on it for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Thanks so much.
Great. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it today.
Okay, good luck. Good luck.
Aaron Kiwi Lyons here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, head coach of the Western New York Flash. When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis and the U.S. Soccer Report here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Sirianni.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
It's a big week for the Western New York Flash with two critical home matches as the Flash look to win the NWSL title. This Wednesday evening, the Seattle Reign with U.S. national team stars Hope Solo and Megan Rapinoe visit Salem Stadium with kickoff at 7:05 p.m. Then on Saturday, it's U.S. superstars Alex Morgan and Tobin Heath and Canadian internationals Christine Sinclair and Karina LeBlanc in town as the Flash face the Portland Thorns with kickoff at 7:35. Get your tickets early for these big matches. Visit the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street. Call 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos play their final home match of the 2013 season this Friday night at 7:35 p.m. against the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. It's Fan Appreciation Night with great raffles and prizes throughout the night, as well as the announcement of the team awards for this season. Rhinos tickets and parking passes for the match are on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. It's your last chance to see the Rhinos this season, so don't miss out. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to.
And Michael Lewis's U.S. Soccer Report is brought to you by Salins, premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. Good evening, Michael. How's everything in New York?
Very well, thank you. Very busy times these days. Very busy times.
You got matches all over the place. You got matches at MetLife Stadium. You got matches at Red Bull Arena this week, but the Red Bulls, of course, did play. And there's a team called the Cosmos who had a match over the weekend. I'm sure you were there and want to give us a rundown on what happened.
Well, a very slow start to the game. First 15, 20 minutes. I don't think they're going to use any highlight films, maybe except for the opening kickoff for obvious reasons. As Carlos Mendez, central defender and team captain, said, it wasn't pretty, but, you know, let's face it, they got the job done, and that's the bottom line. The most important thing is, they had almost 12,000 people there. I'd like to think they had a good time. I mean, what better way to climax your revival reboot game than to score 2 minutes into stoppage time to give yourself a victory by an Italian striker, Alessandro Nozzelli. Something tells me in the back of my mind, the Cosmos once had an Italian striker who also drove the Fort Lauderdale Strikers crazy, too, this Giorgio Canaglia guy. And I guess what I'm getting at is that the fans left on a high. It's almost like a victory secured in stoppage time is more important than a 4-0 win, because I don't know, your adrenaline is boosted or pheromones or whatever. I'm no expert on this stuff, but I really think the fans walked out of Hofstra University on a real high because of that late goal.
Well, your impression, Mike, you said that they had a big crowd, and you mentioned the fact that the people left on a high. I mean, Pelé was there, and Carlos Alberto. Who else was there?
Yeah, Shep Messing, Bogišević, Vladislav Bogišević, some of the maybe not the bigger names of in the team's history, but you know, I look at players on a team, and I think Joe, you could allude to this because you were the trainer of the Lancers and the Flash for so many years. Everyone makes a contribution, so I see each player as a brick in the wall. Maybe some players are a larger brick or a more fortified brick, but every player makes a contribution, whether it's big or small. Someone like Joey Fink, who went to a local school, and actually I remember him more for playing indoor soccer with the Baltimore Blast when he lost his contact lenses in a game, and in that game he scored 7 goals. But I'm not trying to get too much off the subject there, but it was, you know, it was great to see some of these people I haven't seen in a few years. And, you know, I got a bigger kick, just a bigger kick out of seeing Pelé and Carlos Alberto as I will other players. They're human beings, and everyone has a story to tell.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
And it's certainly a big start for the Cosmos. Again, like you said last week, we'll see what they draw for their second match, but winning in stoppage time certainly can't hurt. And I know that the Red Bulls also, they're now top of the table in MLS, and when was the last time we said that the Red Bulls lead MLS? And that's a winning on the road in Kansas City, 3-2, and the New York City has got to be buzzing right now.
Well, you know, and they're not only leading, you know, MLS, but it's this, you know, we're talking August. You know, there were times when they would lead the league in April or May, and it obviously doesn't count as much. What was impressive about the last 2 weeks about the Red Bulls is that they knocked off the conference leaders of the Western and Eastern conferences. Last week they beat Real Salt Lake in an incredible barn burner of a game at home. 4-3, and this week they dictated the game to Kansas City at times, taking the lead. I think Kansas City might have had an all-star game hangover. That didn't help, but the Red Bulls took advantage of it, and that's the bottom line. The big thing I have about the Red Bulls now is they seem to play up and down to the opposition, so that, you know, you're talking about two quality sides such as Real Salt Lake and Sporting Kansas City. The Red Bulls were, you know, did the job. What are they going to do against an ordinary, quote-unquote ordinary team such as the Columbus Crew? Are they going to go back down to earth? It's not easy for any team to keep, you know, at a high in intensity, particularly 2 weeks in a row. And actually, we're going to have a conference call with Mike Pecky tomorrow afternoon, and that's on my list of questions to ask him unless someone else gets to it first. That's the big question about the Red Bulls right now.
We'll check that out at BigAppleSoccer.com. And we got about a minute and a half left, Mike. We got to ask your opinion. Clint Dempsey back in MLS, is it good or is it not good for MLS and the U.S. national team?
It's good.
Only a minute and a half. I'll make this as quick as I can. I mean, I think it's good for MLS because you're getting a high-quality forward, an American striker who could put the ball on the back of the net. I'm not certain it's that good for the national team because playing in England, I think Dempsey is going to be stretched so much more in the English Premier League than in MLS. MLS has improved, but it's still not the same league as the EPL or some other leagues in Europe. So that's a split yes and no for me on that. Good for the league, not so good for the national team. We'll see, nope. I guess, but I'll stick with that opinion.
We'll see what happens. The U.S. national team back in action in September. We'll be talking about that very soon here on the show. But, Michael, thank you so much for being with us, and we'll certainly be looking forward to talking to you next week with more news and notes from around the world of U.S. soccer. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure as always, gentlemen. Have a good one.
Ciao, Mike.
Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and we want to thank our guests tonight, of course, Christian Chivu from Inter Milan, and Daria Nicoli from the press officer for Inter. Thank you so much to both of you for being on our show tonight. Chris Economides, Aaron Kiwi Lines, the head coach of the Western New York Flash, Mike Cipolla from the Flash, and also I thank all the Rhinos for all their help as I was doing the broadcast over the last few weeks for Joe Giuliano. So thank you, everybody, for that. This week, Friday, the Rhinos have their final match, Joe, and September against Pittsburgh on Friday. So
thank you to you, Andrew, for doing all that you do.
Thank you,
soccer.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Joe. And, of course, the Flash Wednesday, 7:05 against Seattle and 7:35 against Portland. Don't forget Inter and Juventus tomorrow, 6:30 on Fox Soccer Channel. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Siriani, Michael Lewis down in New York, Joe Lasky down at WYSL Central. Dick Howard, by the way, will be back with us next week from the United Kingdom with all the latest news from the UK and the EPL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 10:40 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Say goodnight, Joe.
Buonanotte.
Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.